This is the Megillah Project 2024. We are at the last word of Chav Ches Amid Beis. We're going to be doing Chav Tes today. Not the whole Chav Tes, but let's get started. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're on Chav Tes Amid Aleph. Mvatlin Talmud Torah Lahutzoas Hameis Ulachnasa Sakala. Right, so it says that you are allowed to stop learning in order to escort a dead body to its levaya or to bring in a kala to be mesameach kasim akal. And Amru Alav al Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Eloi Shoyim Mevatol Talmud Torah Lotzas Hameis Ulachnasa Sakala. And we have such a ma'aser rab by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bamed Ramamurim V'she'ein Sham Kol Tzarko. That's only if there's not enough people there. Aval yesham kol tzarko ein mevatlin. But if there's already enough people there, then you don't do it. Vekama kol tzarko. So lemaisa, how many people is that? Amar Rav Shmuel bar inya mishmei derav tresar alpe gavra. So it's 12,000 people. Veshita alpe shipura. And then an additional 6,000 people to blow shofars. So you have a lot of people. So then there's a conservative estimate. It's not really 18,000 people. It's really just 12,000 people, 6,000 of whom are blowing some sort of trumpet or shofar. Ula amar kigon dechaitse gavre. Me abula ad sichra. If you could fill up, you know, if you could make a hands across America type situation, you can make a machitza of people from Abula to Sichra, which is the place where they were giving the hesped. So it's, again, a tremendous number of people. Rav Sheshe Samar, it's based on Matan Torah. Kinesinasa kachnatilasa. Same way the Torah was given, that's how it is removed. Manasinasa bishishim ribo, afnatilasa bishishim ribo. 600,000 people were at Matan Torah, so 600,000 people have to be at the Levaya. Hani mili lamanda kari vitani. And that's referring to somebody who learned Chumash and learned Mishnah. Avalaman demasne, but someone who taught others, lay shiur. There is no amount, there's no maximum, so everybody should be mevatel Torah to go to such a levaya. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Borei Kama Chaviv in Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See how beloved the Jews are to Hashem. Shebechol Malkom Shegalu Shechina Imayim. Every single time the Jews went into Golus, the Shechina went with them. Golu Mitzrayim Shechina Imayim Shenemar Haniglos Niglesi El Beis Avicha B'Yosam B'Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk indicates that I went into Golus when you were in Mitzrayim. Golu Bovel Shechina Imayim. So too it accompanied them to Bovel. As Shenemar, as it says, Lamanchem Shilachti Bovela. Right, so I was sent to Golus in your honor. And even when they will be in Gaul, in Geula, so the Shechina will experience a Geula as well. Shenemar v'shav Hashem Elokecha shvusecha. Right, it says v'shav, not v'heishiv lo ne'amar ela v'shav. Malam she'Hakadosh Baruch Hu shav imoyim mibein hagolios. So this teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come back from Golus Kaviyachol, whatever that means to us. B'bavel hecha, where is the Shechina in Bavel? I'm Rabbi Beknishta de Hutzal. It's in the shul in Hutzal. Beknishta de Shafi Yasiv. Benarda, right, and it's in the Bnei Knishta of Shaf v'Yasiv Benarda, and it's, I assume that's saying it's sitting in Naharda, or it's the name of a place in Naharda, but v'lo teima hacha v'hacha, and don't say that it's in both places at the same time. Ela zimnin hacha v'zimnin hacha. Sometimes in one, sometimes it's in the other. I'm a bayit. So teisi li d'chimar marchikna. Right, parsa. Whenever I go a parsa, whenever I'm within a parsa of such a place, I lino matzlina lahasim. I always go and daven there. Meaning, when I'm within 20 minutes or less of those shuls, I bedafka go to those shuls because those are the shuls where the Shechina truly resides. Avua de Shmuel veLevi havu yasvei beknishta. Shmuel's father and Levi were sitting in a shul. The Shaf v'Yasiv ben Arda. That was the shul in Arda. Asya Shechina. The Shechina came shamu kol rigsha. They heard a tremendous sound and they got up and left because the Shechina was coming. So Rav Sheshes have a Yasiv veiknishta v'shaf Yasiv ben Harda. Rav Sheshes was sitting in the shul. The other one in Harda, that same, sorry, this Yashaf Yasiv ben Harda. So that same shul in Harda, as Shechina v'lo nafak, and he didn't leave. Asu malachi asharis v'kame v'atulei. So the malachim started coming and they started bothering him. So Amr lefana, Rav Sheshes said in front of the Shechina, Ribono shalom aluv v'sheino aluv mi nidchem ipnei mi. So if there's one person who's if some is disgraced and the other one is not disgraced, so the one who's not disgraced should move in favor of the one who is disgraced. Amar lahu shavku. So the Shechina answered to the Malachi Asheris, leave him alone, meaning I'm a human being, and you're God, you know. So like, I'm already, you know, you're on a high level. It doesn't matter where you go, anywhere you go, you're God. Everywhere I go, I'm a nobody. So he didn't have to leave. Then the pasuk continues, "Ve'ehi lohem lemikdash ma'at." I'll be for you a mikdash ma'at in the lands that you're going to go there. That's the rest of the pasuk. Ba'aretz asher bo sham. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Elu batei kneisius batei midrash sheva bavel. That's referring to the shuls and the base medrash in Bavel. Rabbi Lazar Omer zeh base rabenu sheva bavel. It's referring to the yeshiva of Rav in Bavel. Dorash Rova Maidichsiv Hashem Ma'onata Yisalanu. The rest of the pasuk is Bedor Vador, right? You will be with us for all generations. Elu batei kneisius batei midrashes. That's referring to the shuls and the base medrash. That's where the Shechina resides. Amar Abaye Meresh have a grisna beveso matzlina bevei knishta. I used to learn at home or in the base medrash, and I used to daven in a base haknesses. Kevin the shamis laha de ka'amar David. Once I heard the statement of David, Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha have a grisna bevei knishta. Then I started learning in a Beis HaKnesses, because when the pasuk of Hashem Ahavti Ma'on Beisecha refers to the plate you should daven and learn in the same place. Tanya Amar Reb Lazar Hakapar Omer. Reb Lazar Hakapar says Asidin Batei Knesses Hios is Batei Midrash Shem Above Lashi Yikbu BeEretz Yisrael. All of the shuls and the Beis Medrashes in Chutz Laaretz are going to eventually relocate to Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar ki ketzavor baharim ukikarmel bayam yavo. So he's saying that they're all going to come like the mountains of Carmel. They're going to come to they were all outside of Eretz Yisrael. These are talking about lands that were in the Sinai Desert area. So he says, "V'halo dvarim kalvachomer matava v'Carmel shelo bo el lefisha lomotora." So it says that all of these. I'm sorry, I mixed it up. It says that at the time of Maimed Har Sinai, these mountains came to Har Sinai to learn Torah from Har Sinai at the time of Kabbalah Torah. So nikboim Eretz Yisrael, and there those are established in Eretz Yisrael. So if they're in Eretz Yisrael, you come to the Torah in Har Sinai. So about Tiknesius, about the Midrashos, Shikorin Marbitz and Bohen Torah, Alachas Kama Vakama. So the shuls and the Bati Midrashos, where they learn and teach Torah. So of course they're going to come to Eretz Yisrael to be where the Shechina is. Dorash Bar Kapora Maidichsev Leman Tiratzdun Harim Gavnunin. Right, that the Har Tovor and the Har Carmel wanted the Torah to be given upon them. So Yatz the Baskol Amr Lehem Lama Tirtzu Din Im Sinai, why are you trying to go against Har Sinai? Kulchem balei mumen atem etzel Sinai. You guys are, you know, found wanting when compared to Har Sinai. Ksiv hacha gavnunim, ksiv hasam o gibeno dak. So it says over here, gavnunim refers to those mountains as gavnunim, and the term gibein is one of the mumen that's used for a kohen who can't do the avoda. So Ravashi Shmamina haimandi yohir bal mumhu. You see from there that a person who's arrogant, he shows off a little too much, so that is considered a mum. Then we said further, but they're not allowed to make a shul even when it's destroyed into a kapandaria. You can't make it into a shortcut. So my kapandaria, amarava, kapandaria kishma, just means a shortcut, the way the word is translated. My kishma, what does that mean? Kimanda amar, ademakifna adore. I'm going to go around this place, these houses or this row. Eil baha, go in over there. So that was the phrase kapandaria comes from. It's a combination of some Aramaic words that they used to use as a phrase for a shortcut. Amar Rav Abba, im haya shvil meikara mutter. But if there was a path there before they even built the shul, so then you're allowed to continue it even after the shul is built. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, anichna salmana shalol nasas kapandaria mutter lasosa kapandaria. If you went into the shul for reason A, now you have a choice which side to leave, so you can leave the quicker side. You don't have to say like, oh, I'm making it into a shortcut. If you go into Davin, you can then leave the shortcut way. Because even in the Beis HaMikdash, when you would enter the northern gate, you would leave the southern gate. In general, there was a minig in the Beis HaKnesses never to walk through the same gate twice, because we didn't want people to feel a sense of hergil. Oh, the Beis HaMikdash, I hang out there all the time. And they would start to like treat it with a little bit less respect. And we said that if it starts to get grass growing in it, we don't take out the grass because we want people to feel bad. We say you can't rip out the grass to feed your animals. You can rip it out and leave it there. So you say, yeah, the Mishnah was talking about feeding it to your animals. Also in a cemetery, you can't act in a lightheaded way. You can't have your animals eating there. You don't divert a river or a stream to go there. You don't rip out the grass. And if you ripped out the grass, you're not allowed to use it. You got to burn it where it is. Kvod Mesim, in honor of the Mesim. So now the Gemara is just not clear. What are we saying is because of Kvod Mesim? So he says, what is the word Kvod Mes going on? Ile Masefa, if it's going on the end, that you're supposed to burn up the grass. Kevin Shesurfin Mimkoma, my Kvod Mesim Ika. You're going to burn it there. Why is that Kvod Mes? Ela Resha. No, it means you're not supposed to act with Kalis Rosh over there because of Kvod Mes. Says the next Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. Now we're getting into the Dalet Parshis over here. So the Rosh Chodesh Adar that comes out on Shabbos, Korin b'Parshas Shkalim. We read Parsha Shkalim for the special Maftir. Chalios b'Tocha Shabbos, if it's going to be in the middle of the week, Makdimin l'Sha'avar. So we read Parsha Shkalim the previous Shabbos, Umafsikin l'Shabbos Acheres, and then we skip a different Shabbos, and we don't read one of the Dalet Parshios. B'Shniya, second Shabbos, Zachor. We read Parsha Zachor. B'Shlish is Parah Adum, and then we read Parsha's Parah. B'Raviyah is HaChodesh Zilochem. And then on the fourth of the Dalet Parsha is Parsha Chodesh. B'chamish is Chozrin l'Chesidra. And then we go back to the normal Kriyas HaTorah and the normal Maftir. Lakol Mafsikin. We always interrupt with a special Torah reading for any special occasion. B'roshei Chodesh, Mechanav, Gopurim, Tainius, Mamadus, V'yom HaKippurim. On all of those days, we read a special Kriyas HaTorah, and we don't just read the normal Kriyas HaTorah. We'll do a little bit of the Gemara. We'll hold off on the Gemara until next time, Be'ezras Hashem. We will continue with Chavtesam and Aleph, going over to Chavtesam and Beis.